the best of all those who are known as Haridas. In the next verse, the gopis glorify Govardhan Hill, which is not only the crown of Vrindavan, but the crown of the entire universe. Hantayam Adrir Abala Haridas Avario Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha Manang Tanoti Saha Go Kanayas Tayo Yat Paniya Suryavas Kandara Kandamulai. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.21.18 and Brihat Bhagavatam Rita 2.7.109. This Govardhan Hill is the best of all those who are known as Haridas, because he is feeling great jubilation from the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. With great respect, Govardhan is worshipping them by providing all their necessities, such as caves, fruits, flowers, and water for their pleasure, and for the pleasure of their cowherd friends, cows and calves. Vrindavan is glorious, because there Krishna is playing the flute in the meadows of Govardhan, and the peacocks are dancing and becoming stunned. All of the birds and animals are listening and watching. The gopis say, Hantayam, which means they are expressing their feelings of sorrow, but there is so much anand in it. They are disappointed because they cannot have the darshan of Krishna and externally join in the festivities. Yet they are feeling increasing anand as they experience it all internally within their meditation. We are abala, devoid of strength. Why? The female deer go near Krishna with their husbands following behind them, and there is nothing in the world to restrict them. For us, everyone is an obstacle. Our husbands, mothers-in-law, fathers-in-law, brothers and friends. And what is the greatest obstacle of all? The restrictions which exist in our own minds. Our fear of being disgraced in society. Therefore, we are abala. Prema Bhakti is something which is anugatya. Without the mercy of the Guru, it can never be attained. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma Bando Mui Savadhana Mate. The lotus feet of the Guru are the Sadma, the shelter. For that Sri, the Prema Bhakti for Krishna, which exists in the heart of that Guru. This is its source. If one does not have devotion for the Guru, does not serve him, and is not surrendered to him in all respects, then bhakti will never come. Unless one attains his mercy, he will never experience bhakti, and will never receive the darshan of Krishna. Therefore, here the gopis are saying, Sakhi, for a long time we have been desiring to meet with Krishna, but our feet are unable to go there, our eyes are unable to see him, and our hands are unable to touch him. In our helpless condition, we cannot attain his darshan. The birds and the deer and everyone else is allowed to receive his touch and serve him, but we are not. However, nearby is Giriraj, who is Haridasa Varya, the best of those who are Haridas, and he is Guru Tattva. If we surrender to him, if we go to him and offer puja to him and serve him, then certainly we will receive the good opportunity to serve Krishna. This is the very nature of Guru. Sakshatarvitre nasamasta shastre yuktastata bhavyata eva sadbi kintu prabhu ya priya eva tasya vande guru shri charanarvindam. Shri Guruvastikam 7. The Guru is the one who is especially dear to Krishna. All jivas are dear to him, yet by serving and receiving the mercy of such a guru who can actually overpower Krishna by prema, we can meet him. Otherwise, we can't meet him. All devotees performing parikram of Govardhan should visit the mandir of Haridev. If one performs the entire Govardhan parikram without first taking darshan of Haridev, then he will not receive the full benefit of his parikram. So the gopis are saying, on the pretext of bathing in Manasi Ganga, we will first take darshan of Haridev. Then we will go to Giriraj Govardhan, where the desires of our hearts will be completely fulfilled. Our desires will be completely fulfilled because somewhere on top of Govardhan, Krishna is taking the cows to graze and playing with his friends. There we will be able to receive his darshan, to receive his touch, and to freely mix with him. This is the main objective of our lives. This should also be the main objective of our lives, meeting Krishna and attaining Krishna's service. Solely for this purpose, we are practicing sadhana. Ultimately, the sadhana and sadhya, goal of bhakti, are one and the same. For instance, there is shravanam. What will we hear? Bhagavat tattva. And especially, maya tattva. We must understand this well. That which we are seeing now and which we are attached to due to our selfishness will only bring us unhappiness. Until we surrender to the feet of the Guru and follow the sadhana which he prescribes, we are just following the advice given to us by our own minds. When we take exclusive shelter of the Guru, he will save us from our own independence. Then we should empty our hearts completely and accept Guruji's order and act accordingly. We must make our hearts one with Guru and the Vaishnavas and one with our previous Acharyas, like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. If we keep our hearts separate from them, then Maya will certainly snatch us. If we don't surrender our independence to them, then we will only act according to our own desire. We should depend solely on them. As they instruct me, I will do. I will apply all of my intelligence to carrying out their orders. Then we will be successful. Otherwise bhakti, which is chinmaya and has its own independent nature, will not come easily. Therefore, here the gopis are saying, by thousands of our own efforts, we will never overcome the obstacles which prevent us from meeting Krishna, such as fear of our elders and adherence to the regulations of Varnashram Dharma. They will only be overcome when we attain the mercy of Giriraj. And those of us in the stage of sadhana should never leave the company of that Vaishnava who is actually qualified to be followed. So many distractions may come, but we should never leave him. This is the instruction number one. According to his desire, we will move, and then we will surely progress upward in the kingdom of Bhajan. But if we listen instead to the dictates of our minds, we will descend into Rasatala. What kind of things does the mind tell us? Look, take good care of your body, remain comfortable, and endeavor only for that happiness which is easily obtained. And following these instructions, we will become trapped in the reactions to our enjoyment and suffer. Therefore, instead we should honor the instructions of Guru, the Vaishnavas and the Shastra. Like the gopis are saying in this verse, we are abala, we have no vitality in our association with sadhus. If we are living in a temple, but we never speak to anyone, and we don't have love for both Guru and the Vaishnavas, then what will happen? We will become isolated and discouraged. Lovingly we should speak with them, ask questions, attentively listen to the answers, and have a mood of mutually offering and accepting with them in all respects. Without them we are abala, we have no spiritual strength. Prachinanam bhajan amutalam duskaram shrinvato me naishrasyena jvalati kridyam bhakti leishasyasa. Stavamala. How did previous great personalities obtain their most cherished objectives? For 60,000 years, Kasyapa Rishi and Aditi stood on their hands and went without eating, drinking, and even breathing. After performing such severe austerities, Narayan appeared and offered them a boon. Kasyapa Rishi said, "We desire a son like you. We desire a son like you. We desire a son like you." And Narayan replied, "Where will you get a son like me? Therefore I myself will come as your son." And because he had asked three times, Narayan became their son in three separate births. We can see what severe austerities Hiranyakashipu performed to obtaining only material things. For acquiring his own planet, Dhruva Maharaj performed very severe austerities. Someone offered Sanatan Goswami a quilt, but fearing that it may make him sleep more, he said, "Burn it." But on the contrary, what are we doing? With great pleasure, all day we are eating, sleeping, joking, laughing, quarreling, and in the midst of all this, we take a little Harinam. Relatively easily, we can rid ourselves of our worldly attachments. But that rare prema which we are aspiring for will not come if we are going on like this. Always thinking, how will I meet Krishna? Once, Bhagavan gave Narad his darshan and then immediately disappeared. And Narad began crying profusely. Why did he disappear? Inside you, there is not sufficient eagerness. Therefore, I have come to increase your eagerness for attaining my association. In your present form, you cannot always remain with me. But when your eagerness to be with me becomes sufficiently intense, you will automatically shed your present body, and then you will always be able to see me. But our bhajan is not filled with eagerness and intensity. If our hearts are not completely melted, we will never meet Krishna, so there is only one hope. We are standing on the shores of the ocean of your kindness, and if even one drop of that ocean falls on us, then our lives will become meaningful. Our only hope is that sometime or other we will meet him. Therefore, if we are fortunate enough to acquire the company of a real Vaishnava, we should stay with him and adopt his ways, hoping that one day we will receive the direct mercy of Krishna. The gopis are saying, "We are abala, because our feet are unable to take us to Krishna." Thousands of people will see us and say, "Where are you going?" Or they will say to our parents, "Where is your daughter going? She has become a disgrace to your family." It is like this in modern times also, when a family member begins to engage in bhajan. If a son or daughter drinks or smokes, goes to the cinema, or keeps illicit connections with the opposite sex, then the family members think nothing of it. But if someone leaves everything for bhajan, they say that he or she has become a disgrace to the family. If a sadhu hears about this, what will he say? Because he has taken up bhajan, he has become the lamplight of the family. And hearing of this, that person's forefathers, whether they are in Pitriloka or wherever, will begin dancing. Now a devotee has appeared in our family. The gopis are saying that Haridasa Vario, Govardhan is the best of those who are Haridas. He in whom Krishna invests all of his good qualities is called a devotee of Bhagavan, and that person is Haridas. Three personalities have been referred to as Haridas: Yudhisthira Maharaj, Uddhava, and Giriraj Govardhan. Yudhisthira Maharaj has three types of relationships with Krishna: in Vatsalya Bhav, Sakya Bhav, and Dasya Bhav. He serves Krishna in these three sentiments according to the necessity. He loves Krishna in the same way as he does Arjuna and Sahadev as a younger brother. As Krishna's friend, he jokes and laughs with him, and by considering that everything he possesses, his kingdom, wealth, wife, sons, is for the service of Krishna, he acts as his servant. After Krishna had left Hastinapur, Yudhisthira Maharaj felt that his kingdom no longer had any value. But as long as Krishna was present there, he felt that all of his property was for the service of Krishna. Whenever Krishna desired to leave there and go to Dwarka, Yudhisthira Maharaj would approach Kunti and say, "My dear mother, he will not listen to me, but he will listen to you. Please speak to him." To Draupadi he would say, "He won't listen to me, so you just let some tears fall from your eyes. He won't listen to me because I won't cry, but by crying a little you will capture him." Then because she started crying and Kunti cried also, Krishna would not go. In this way, sometimes implementing some trickery, he would serve Krishna. Even Rasik Vaishnavas like Narad pray to Yudhisthira Maharaj, "You are Haridasa. Accompanied by his queens, Krishna comes to your palace, and so many sadhus also come. The sadhus come because they want to experience the glories of Krishna, but I have not come for that reason. I have come for your darshan. Your prem is so elevated that it even overpowers Krishna." Uddhava is Krishna's minister, friend, and servant, and he even performed the function of a Priyanam Sakha when he delivered a message from Krishna to the gopis. There is Purna, complete, which is Yudhisthira Maharaj, Purnata, more complete, which is Uddhava, and Purnatam, most complete, which is Giriraj Govardhan. In whichever rasa Krishna desires to enjoy, Giriraj Govardhan is ready to serve him. In the Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, and Sumadhurya rasas, Govardhan makes the suitable arrangement for Krishna and is therefore known as the best of those who are Haridas. Knowing this, the gopis are saying here, "We will go to Giriraj, offer puja to him and serve him, and then we will attain darshan of Krishna, taking the cows out to graze." In his commentary on this verse, Sanatan Goswami explains that the gopis were thinking, "We have no strength when it comes to tolerating all of the obstacles which prevent us from meeting Krishna. We are sitting in our homes, and if any other disturbance comes, we can hold our patience. But for meeting Krishna, we cannot hold our patience. But if we were to abandon it, what would happen? All would be destroyed for us. We know that Krishna has taken the cows out to graze, yet for us to go there would not be proper. If we were to go, then our mothers-in-law, fathers-in-law, and all the people of the village would criticize us. Therefore, we are holding our patience. If we have any hope of ever receiving the company of Krishna, our fear of being disgraced in society, our fear of our elders, and our fear of transgressing our dharma must remain. Therefore, we are abala. We cannot abandon our patience. We don't possess the strength to do it. We are unable to go there." In this world also, these considerations exist. One would be afraid of the reaction in society if he were to leave his home, wife, children, and job to engage in bhajan. In our Krishna bhajan, our lack of strength is also an obstacle. We are very lazy. We are always thinking of our bodily comfort, and especially those who are grihasthas have so many responsibilities to society and to their families which obstruct them. Soon after taking birth, Shukadev Goswami left his home and entered the jungle. His father Vyasadev was left crying, "My dear son, my dear son." But Shukadev didn't answer. Who answered him? Only the echo of the forest. His call didn't even reach his son's ears. If not today, then tomorrow or the next day, our eagerness for Krishna bhajan should be like Shukadev's, and then all our abala sentiments will go far away. When we really desire to overcome all the obstacles to our bhajan, where will we get the strength to do so? The gopis are saying, "For this we will go to Giriraj Govardhan, because he is the best Haridas." Why? Because he doesn't just serve Krishna, but manam tanoti saha go ganayas tayo yat. Krishna has so many companions, and he serves all of them as well. He provides pure and fragrant water for the cows and suckers to drink, and for washing Krishna's feet. By providing all necessities, Giriraj Govardhan would offer respect not only to Krishna, but to his companions as well. Many people are engaged in Guru Seva, but few offer respect to the servants of the Guru. But when one performs the service of respecting the Guru's servants, the Guru is even more pleased. Similarly, many devotees are serving Krishna, but if someone serves Krishna's devotees and pleases them, then automatically Krishna will be pleased. Govardhan not only provides pure water, but beautiful soft grass as well. Eating this grass, the cows become strong and give ample milk, which satisfies Krishna. And for the suckers, Govardhan provides not only water, but all kinds of fruits, which simply upon being seen increases their happiness. Bananas, lemons, pomegranates, coconuts, and tal, which is especially fragrant. Govardhan also provided caves for the suckers when they became tired from tending the cows. On hot days, the caves would be cooling, and on cold days, they gave warmth. And within these caves were kunjas with mirrors composed of jewels, where one could see his reflection. All materials for decorating oneself and others were available there. And in this way, it also became a meeting place for Krishna and the gopis. Nearby are such places as Dan Gati and Dan Nivartan Kund, where Krishna and Radhika and her sakis took taxes from one another. So the gopis are praying, "O Giriraj Govardhan, you are a witness to all of Krishna's pastimes. Please give us a place from where we can also witness his pastimes." Hearing these words of the gopis, a sadhak's hankering will increase, and he will think, "When will such a day be mine, when I can go to Giriraj Govardhan with these sentiments of the gopis flowing in my heart? I also desire to witness Krishna's pastimes during the day. This desire is the aim and objective of our lives and the very pinnacle of bhajan." Thus ends chapter 3 of Bhakti Rasayana.